Hope in Holes. Week plus left. Down to Earth Garden Center. $250 gift certificate on the line today. You can get in on the fun. How many? We got our guest putter, the owner of Down to Earth, Ben Polzino, will be in studio here early this morning. I'll get that front door open for him. So get in your pledge at 396-1670. You'd love to win a $250 gift certificate to Down to Earth, Jason. I know that.
I absolutely would.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful gift. Yeah.
What are some of the things you'd get for your yard with that?
You know, they always have amazing flowers there. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a number of trees from them, which are also great. You know, I'd probably get those. I've gotten so many different things from there, pottery and plants and flowers and trees, and there's just so many different things they have there.
And now they have the John Scott men's apparel, so.
Apparently, which I have not been over there to see.
The thing is, you've lost how much, you know, since basically, you know, last June, you've lost how much weight?
About 150 pounds or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not recommended without a doctor's advisement. I mean, basically, I don't know. It's been crazy that much. And so you actually have to add some weight now. So if you have to.
Working on it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you try the coconut treat I gave you?
I have not tried that yet.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure when I'll get after that. But it's sitting there right in front of me. So I will have to get to it soon.
All right. It's a colorful coconut treat I found. There's a new Hispanic grocery store market, if you will, on Water Street. And so that's where I got that from. Okay, I had a little something came up over the weekend. If somebody says to you, biblical and Christ-like, do you have a preference of those that you would be pursuing in your life?
Christ-like, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
Because biblical can mean a ton of different things.
Right.
Bunch of different people. And I suppose people can also think of Christ-like differently, but, mm-hmm. you know, I think Christ is driven by love, and I mm-hmm. want to model that as well as I can.
And the character of Christ. And it came up yesterday where I was in the morning, one location, and somebody talked about, so I kind of differentiated on that as well. I think that's
would you agree?
Noting. Oh, totally. Yeah, no, I'm on the Christ-like team for sure. And at the end of the discussion, I guess the other gentleman, kind of got the last, because he was like, well, I think if it's biblical, it's Christ-like. And I just chose to just not pursue it any further in that regard. Yeah. But because we could go deeper on that, but we'll leave it for now. All right.
Sure.
So also, Larry Crabb, we were trucking through some books, remembering. And did we talk about his book, Real Church? I don't think so.
I don't think we did yet, no. No, so Real Church, you know, I think this is one of the things that I wrote about in this book, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb, is he had an interesting relationship with the church. He was not afraid to hold up a mirror and say, hey, here's where we're going wrong, here's where I'm struggling with the church. And you know, I think there were a lot of times people were suggesting that he was anti-church, and he was clear to say, I'm not, but what we should be really focusing on are how do we grow spiritually, how do we form spiritually, what does spiritual community look like,
mm-hmm.
What does mission look like growing out of this mutual growth in the Spirit. And, you know, so he suggests some different ways of looking at what church is. He has this thing where he says, I want to be part of a church that knows two things clearly. I'm a mess and God is love.
Hmm.
And, you know, boy, that's it right there.
That's interesting and a good area to just kind of finish strong on, because I was thinking about that even in the middle of the night, remembering as I trying to always think, what can we talk about here? And I think I miss Larry, and it's been 4 years since he left us. But I mean, he would say that, and we're like, even at the time in the late, I'm like, who says that? And
right.
And even now, very few. Mike Iaconelli, Messy Spirituality, God's Annoying Love for Imperfect People. But by and large, you don't hear that in the Christian community.
Certainly not in the circles that we've run in. You know, mm-hmm. I think in other places maybe that's more.
Okay.
I think maybe that's happening more often, but boy, I certainly didn't hear much of that before this refreshing exposure to Larry's writings.
And when you think about it, I mean, just in closing, I mean, you think about Jesus and the Pharisees colliding, like in Matthew 23. I mean, the Pharisees didn't think of themselves as a mess, but
right.
Jesus was saying they were, you know.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And
I
so for
we
us
need to back up there
to realize what's underneath, right?
Yep.
It's not just kind of looking good on the outside, but the inside.
For sure.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate
it. Talk to you later.
All right, there we go, our friend Jason Kant. On the WIB Wake Up Show, taking a call off the air. It's why I got to tell you, folks, running the show solo here, it's really, really easier if you do call the listener line at 715-396-1670. But we're not complaining because Brenda and Steve coming up with $50 per putt made. I mean, I don't know. You must know Brenda and Steve. Yeah, okay. What's that? Grandma coming through and saying... $50 on bet. This is going to be like we're getting ready for the Masters. So anyhow, big stuff here today on WWIB, all supporting WIB Incorporated. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Grandma, for that wonderful support as well. And I've got another, trying to see a message showing up. It's let's see, can try to listen to this here. So nothing doing on that particular message. All right, so very good. We can still keep those pledges going for Ben here, and we're trying to check in with Drew, who's also a part-time Phi-Ed teacher, I'm understanding, in the Detroit area. We'll get the latest on that. Get more support in for Ben. $250 gift certificate for Down to Earth later today. Ben's so focused on his putting here. You can grab this mic, mic number four. Let's just get you caught up here. Yeah, that one right there. And you brought your son with you this morning. So.
Yeah, Lincoln's not in school today, so
all right.
He thought he'd come and give me some coaching advice.
No, what, Fall Creek? Is that what you guys...
Crestview,
okay, yeah. Well, how do you find the putting? Your first time
I'm not as confident in the 5-for-5 as I was with the hoops, so good thing we went to Florida last week. We practiced a lot of mini golf.
I think
we can at least get one in, hopefully.
All right. I think Dawson, his first time on the drive, did 5-for-5. Other than that, I think the best we had was 3-for-5 the other day. I want to say, was that Heather? It might have been on Friday. So give me the latest at Down to Earth, Ben.
Yeah, spring is springing at Down to Earth for sure. Everything's getting planted. The greenhouses are filling up every day. It's kind of exciting to kind of get that fresh earth smell in the greenhouses this time of year. Even if you aren't looking to purchase anything right now, it's just fun to come stroll through the greenhouses and see that first taste of spring, because there's nothing like walking through a greenhouse this time of year before it's very green outside.
Absolutely. Boy, $250, that can certainly get somebody a great start.
For sure.
Or more on what they got to do. I mean, it depends. Everybody's yard size is different, right?
If you want to get some stuff for your front porch, even the gift certificate is good for the Mustard Seed Boutique, the John Scott Apparel for menswear. The cafe, We got everything, something for everybody.
You're always adding something.
We like to keep pushing ourselves.
You do. Fantastic. All right, I'm going to let him putt a little bit more. We'll take some more support for him here, all for WIB Incorporated. $250 drawing for a gift certificate from Down to Earth. End of the day. Keep it coming. 396-1670. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We're getting closer to Ben Polzin and his putting, and we hear from a couple of others here this morning as well. 10 per made, Melissa in New Auburn, so thanks to her filling up my first side of the sheet this morning. And so thanks so much, Melissa, 10 per made putt. And then also your mom, Sandy, from Kadat, she's weighing in this morning as well. And so, in fact, we've got her an actual invoice, so let's give this a listen this morning.
Well, I definitely have to beat Grandma Brenda. This is Grandma Sandy. Hi, Lincoln. Hi, Ben. You got this. So 75 for each putt in, 50 for each one not. So one way or the other, WWIB will be blessed.
All
love
right.
You guys.
Thank you. The grandma's there stepping up big time this morning. So we're really filling it up for Ben Polzin, the owner at Down to Earth, and so much else going on there this morning. And real quickly, we've got our friend Drew Fralick, who's going to function as kind of a golf coach here this morning. He doesn't even know it. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So,
I need a grandma. Can I get 75 bucks first? Listen, I got kids, man. I'll take a shot at it.
So you're talking to it's Halvo here, but also Ben Polzin. He's the owner of Down to Earth Landscaping, and he's our guest putter this morning. It's a month-long fundraiser for WIB Incorporated, which is our nonprofit corporation, buys airtime for programs like 20 short features or long-form shows here on WIB. And so, first of all, maybe kind of set this up, because you've been doing part-time Phi-Ed teaching now? I've never heard this. You're a stand-up comic, a pastor, and you're teaching Phi-Ed?
Yeah, well, is that what you guys call it in Wisconsin, Phys Ed? Yeah, we call it Phys Ed, but anyways, cultural difference. Yeah, I've been teaching that 5 hours a week after school. So I'm a little bit familiar with golf, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, it's a sport.
Well, first of all, just give me some idea, just briefly, in terms of the kids are taking right to you. They listen to everything you say and no problems.
Oh, no. It's, my teacher friends are always like complaining and I think, come on, how hard can it be? But I found out real quickly, it's not so easy. We do different lesson plans and stuff like that. Last week, the kids do these dangerous games like tag and stuff like that. But last week we were doing line dancing and actually had a girl break her leg line dancing.
Wow.
For the safest, like we do all this crazy stuff. We go out into the woods, we do all this stuff, and literally line dancing, a girl broke her leg.
Man, so, and you're like...
It's be careful out there, folks.
I guess.
It's dangerous.
Well, that's why we're just sticking to golf and no line dancing in studio this morning.
Great.
So, I don't know, Ben, you have been able to, you saw some progress with your practice, right? You got up to 5 for 5 at one point.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not the basketball shooting that I'm used to, though.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to be pushing my limits. I'm going to need some coaching on the golfing.
Yeah. All right. And so, have you found a soft touch or hit it hard, or what's the answer?
Medium touch.
Medium, right in between. Well, Drew, what's your coaching tip for Ben before he takes his 5 putts this morning?
You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. All right, Coach Drew, hang in there. We'll see how it all pans out. Hold the line, Drew, because we'll see it. So you'll want to know. You can't live today if you don't know. Well, Ben will step up and putt next. Last chance to get in with your pledges, 396-1670, 17 seconds away.
At Peters Rentals, we take pride in the properties we manage and the communities we live in. If you're looking for an apartment or condo in Eau Claire or Menominee, just ask Peters. We take care of our properties, and we take care of our tenants. See available rentals at petersrentals.net.
All right, yeah, there are the birds chirping. I don't know if you're hearing them quite as loud in this snowy kind of 28-degree morning, but these are our supporters and our hope and holes for guest putter Ben Polzine, the owner of Down to Earth Landscaping, Down to Earth Garden Center, and so much more over there. The John Scott Men's Apparel, the newest edition. Deb and Stanley, a $25 flat pledge. Ron and Hawkins, in memory of his sister, a $10 flat pledge. Nelson in Ladysmith, 10 per made putt. Todd in Rice Lake, 10 per made putt. Grandma Brenda and Steve, Grandma and Grandpa, it's $50 per made putt. Melissa in New Auburn, $10 per made putt. And Grandma Sandy, $75 per made putt and $50 per miss. For Ben Polzine here, the guest putter this morning, the coach, Drew, all the way from Detroit on the line, says keep your eye on the ball. Right, Drew?
That's right.
He's still there. All right, here we go. We've got the birds chirping and Ben stepping up. First one is off to the left a little bit, and he's going to take that second one, rolls back to him. And the second one is on the way and off the mark a little bit as well. Again, it's got to go over the Izzo golf ramp, and so there's no guarantees on this here. Putt number three is off the mark a little bit as well. He's wishing he could take credit for those 5 for 5 he had in practice. Putt number four... And, didn't quite sneak into the 100 hole, and he's got one. You want to clear those? Maybe, Lincoln, if you can get those balls out of there, might as well. Between the ramp and the nets. Last one goes, and to the top, the 500. So let's get the reaction from Ben here afterwards. He stepped up, and, this is not like the hoops, huh? You found it hard.
No, this was a little brutal.
Yeah. Are you a perfectionist?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe just a little type bit. Our CCM Song Showdown this morning on WWIB and pitting two different songs that passed out of round one. Phil Wickham got here with his song, defeating a song from Zach Williams. And so Phil, slotted as the 10 seed, is going to go first shortly against a song from the Newsboys this morning. Phil nominated by Julie Smith in Eau Claire and the Newsboys nominated by Clayton in Chippewa Falls.
And the two songs, Sunday Is Coming by Phil Wickham against We Believe by the Newsboys. As always, two ways to vote. You can vote till 7:45 a.m. Text 715-396-1670. Bonus vote, comment on the post that's live right now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Phil Wickham going first with Sunday Is Coming. Here's Julie from Eau Claire.
Hi, this is Julie. And Phil Wickham is my artist. And for our second song, I chose Sunday is Coming. This is not quite as well known, but I chose it because the words are so rich. With Easter just around the corner, this is exactly the story. And it just concludes with those wonderful words, hallelujah, he is risen. So here's Friday's good, because Sunday is coming.
That's Phil Wickham's Sunday is Coming, nominated by Julie from Eau Claire. That is song number one in this second round CCM Song Showdown matchup. You can vote 715-396-1670 via text. That's also where you can pledge for Hope and Holes, by the way, with a $250 gift card as a grand prize from Down to Earth Garden Center for those who pledge throughout the day today. So get in those pledges per putt I make or per putt I miss, 715-396-1670. But Phil Wickham's Sunday is Coming is song number one. Song number two, The Newsboys We Believe, nominated by Clayton from Chippewa Falls. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, my name is Clayton from Chippewa Falls, and my next song is We Believe. I picked this song because I think it's not enough to know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We have to believe, and only then can we go to heaven. Please vote for me and the Newsboys and my song, We Believe.
CCM Song Showdown this morning between two great artists. So we heard first from Phil Wickham. His song, Sunday is Coming, nominated by Julie and Eau Claire. And then second, the Newsboys, We Believe, from Clayton and Chippewa Falls. And we have determined a winner.
We have indeed. And here is our traditional drum roll. Uh-huh. How will the winner is?
The Newsboys Move On.
Wow. The Newsboys taking out Phil Wickham. Great songs by both Phil Wickham and the Newsboys. But the Newsboys, a lot of support this morning. And they move on from the second round to the next round here in our CCM Song Showdown. Well, on this Monday, it was great to meet Sherry from Whitehall. And at the concert on Saturday night, and she has blessed us with a joke. Now, Halvo and I are taking a little bit of a spring break from some jokes here, too, because as you've noticed, we've kind of been fishing at the bottom of the barrel for a little bit. But we're taking a little bit of a break, but Sherry's like, no, I've still got a joke for you, so let's take a listen.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall with a little tiny joke to help make everybody's Monday so much better. What do astronauts do when they get cold? They turn on the space heater. Have a wonderful Monday.
Oh, man.
Good one, Sherry.
Thank you so much, Sherry. And it was so great to meet you and give you a hug at the concert on Saturday night to meet, again, your wonderful granddaughters. I think actually her granddaughter is one of the ones who feeds her the jokes, too, that she calls into our listener line, too. So the whole family being involved.
Well, we were talking about a couple of ideas off the air, but I think we haven't had a chance this morning. I know I didn't early to talk about the Wren Collective concert. And you know what, Caleb, during the concert, I was thinking to myself, we're going to get on with Caleb on Monday morning and say, we told you guys it was going to be a great concert.
Right. It really was fantastic. Just a full packed house. So great to see so many of you there. We just posted some pictures on our WWIB Radio Facebook page and the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, courtesy of our friend Troy, who's just such a phenomenal photographer.
Yeah.
And so, again, you can relive some of those great moments with us. Hopefully you were there and didn't miss out. Again, just a wonderful, wonderful concert experience. Wren Collective, I was standing next to my sister, and she leaned over right at the beginning. She said, I forgot how good they are live. I mean, it sounds just amazing.
I got to say, I don't know the last time I did see them, but wow, Jonathan Chu playing the violin since he was 3 years old, and the man dancing and playing, and basically he gave the talk for World Vision. I mean, he was just, how did this energy? Man.
Yeah, he was my favorite last time I saw them, and that remained. And again, they're just so talented.
Yeah.
But Jonathan is just an incredible violinist, and his energy and his joy, just a wonderful, wonderful concert experience at the Pablo.
Their drummer, I mean, he plays the drums, he sings, he's a great dancer. I mean, it was just, it was a fantastic time, inspirational. I was trying to note different moments, but I mean, Hallelujah Anyway, the lead into that, a song about Jesus weeping with us, was really powerful. It was a great night.
Yeah, some new songs too. And again, they've got a new album, Folk Part 2, dropping this Friday. So again, heard some new songs from that, some of the familiar favorites. It was just a wonderful concert experience. So again, so glad to see so many of you there.
Either you were there with us and you're agreeing, or you're like, man, I should have gone.
So my nephew, AJ, he said, when are they going to play My Lighthouse? When are they going to play My Lighthouse? And I said, probably toward the end. I said, they will play it. They will play it. Here's for you, AJ.